Section 1. The Most Important Issue in Marriage. Chapter 1. Finding the Rock. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." John 7, verses 37 and 38. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." John 6, 35. The most important scriptures you will hear in this book are those I just read. At first glance, they may not seem pertinent for a couple searching for answers in their marriage, or for a lonely single person seeking that special lifetime relationship, but actually, they are invaluable for these very people. Also, the most important information you will ever read in this book or in any other book concerning success and fulfillment in marriage is found in this chapter. Sound pretty sure of myself, do I? Well, you be the judge of whether I'm right or wrong. Just do me and yourself a favor. If you don't read anything else or remember anything else in this book, please read and remember the information in this chapter. Let me begin by asking you a question, and I want you to think about your answers and be honest. Who meets your deepest needs? In other words, on a daily basis, on whom do you rely the most, and to whom do you go first to get your deepest needs met? Before you answer, let me define deepest needs and give you a list of the most common sources for the meeting of those needs. Then it will be easier for you to understand what I want you to see. Although each person has particular areas of desire or certain preferences that are important to him or her, it may not be to someone else. All of us have certain needs in common. Those common needs are your deepest needs. I'm not talking about physical needs, such as food, oxygen, or sleep. Rather, I'm talking about needs that transcend the physical, going deep into one's heart and soul. Each person's cravings for those things is every bit as real as the built-in appetite for food. The four basic needs that all human beings are instinctively motivated to satisfy all of their lives are: number one, acceptance, knowing that you are loved and needed by others. Number two, identity, knowing you are individually significant and special. Number three, security, knowing you are well protected and provided for. Number four, purpose, knowing you have a reason for living. In the case of Christians, this means knowing that God has a special plan for your life. Whether you have consciously realized it or not, these needs have been motivating you throughout your life. All of us are driven in some significant way to find an avenue in life to satisfy these needs. We are as strongly driven emotionally to satisfy them as we are to find the right food for our stomachs when we're hungry. These needs are deep needs, not wants. Now let me give you the list of the most common resources people seek for the fulfillment of their deepest needs, although these are not in the same order for everyone. One is ourselves, two is our spouses, three are friends, four, children, five, employers and or work, jobs or careers, six, churches and pastors, seven, parents, eight, God, nine, money, material possessions, 10, a combination of two or more of the above. After you have heard this list and have thought seriously about these things, try to answer honestly the question I asked earlier. Who meets your deepest needs? In your everyday life, whom or what do you seek first and most to fulfill your needs for acceptance, identity, security, and purpose? You may have realized that the correct answer is something like, "I seek God first and more than anyone else or anything to meet my deepest needs." The fact is that most people cannot honestly give that answer, and that is the root of their problems. The reason for this is simple. Most people never come to Jesus to get their deepest needs met, so they never find what they so desperately seek in life or marriage. The scriptures at the beginning of this chapter tell us that Jesus has the ability to give us spiritual drink and food to satisfy our inner longings. He invites us to come to him for true fulfillment. He promises us complete satisfaction if we do that. As a matter of fact, when God created humans in his image, he built a Jesus-sized hole from which all of those deepest needs stem. Because of that, no human being or anything else on earth can satisfy those needs but Jesus. Those needs were designed to draw you to the one whom God intended to fulfill you as a person. Unfortunately, most people choose to seek inner satisfaction through a, quote, quicker and surer method, close quote. They get married and expect their spouse